What were the signals yesterday? Did you hear any at the United Nations General Assembly?
The realization of democracy consistent with religion and the peaceful transfer of executive power manifested that Iran is the anchor of stability in an otherwise ocean of regional instabilities.
It's Iran's anchor of stability president, Hassan Rouhani, speaking yesterday at the United Nations. His speech was tough, but with none of the code words of his predecessor, who once delighted in calling for Israel's destruction or disputing the Holocaust. President Obama, who spoke first yesterday before the UN General Assembly, used less coded language to make the point that resolving the Iran nuclear issue might be within reach, and he ordered his Secretary of State into action.
Given President Rouhani's stated commitment to reach an agreement, I am directing John Kerry to pursue this effort with the Iranian government in close cooperation with the European Union, the United Kingdom, France, Germany, Russia, and China. The roadblocks may prove to be too great, but I firmly believe the diplomatic path must be tested.
And also from President Obama, there was another subtler, tantalizing signal.
The ban against the use of chemical weapons, even in war, has been agreed to by 98% of humanity. It is strengthened by the searing memories of soldiers suffocating in the trenches, Jews slaughtered in gas chambers, Iranians poisoned in the many tens of thousands.
President Obama is referring there to the Iranians killed by chemical weapons during the Iran-Iraq War in the 1980s, in which Iranian soldiers were slaughtered with chemical weapons by the Iraqi military with the assistance of the CIA, who reportedly helped with the targeting of those weapons. Is this a thinly veiled admission of something that pushes the diplomatic momentum forward? Joining us now is journalist Laura Secor, who has covered Iran for The New Yorker since 2005 and is author of a forthcoming book about Iran. Welcome.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
So did you hear that reference to chemical weapons victims of Iran and think of it as particularly significant in any way?
I did. I thought that it's actually working on two levels. On the one hand, it is it's an acknowledgement of an atrocity committed against Iranians that was largely ignored at the time. And there is a continuing grievance on the part of many in Iran and within the Iranian regime. Against the United States for both assisting in targeting, as you say, and for saying nothing.
So that message goes directly to the heart of people on the streets of Tehran.
It does. It also has another dimension that has to do with the Syrian conflict. The Iranians are in a difficult position right now. If it can be proven that Assad is responsible for the use of chemical weapons against Syrian civilians, that puts Iran in a very uncomfortable position continuing to support the Syrian government.
The center of what seems like the possibility for some sort of new relationship between the U.S. and Iran, it seems to me, was on the nuclear matter. And I'm wondering if you could characterize the initiative that seemed to be announced yesterday, sending Secretary of State Kerry off to try to get an agreement with all of these countries to possibly lift sanctions and possibly create some sort of way of verifying that Iran has only peaceful nuclear technology.
Yeah, that is really the big news from yesterday's events. We're looking at a high-level initiative of diplomacy on both sides. On Thursday, there will be a meeting of the P5 plus one that should include Secretary Kerry and Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif. So that would be a high-level meeting that the likes of which has not taken place in a very, very long time between these two countries.
You know, I was speaking with the Afghan foreign minister yesterday, and in remarking, as many diplomats were, about this Iran sort of buzz that's going on in New York this week, he said, you know, there is precedent for the Iranians cooperating with the United States, and that was in the beginning of the Afghan war when Iran and the U.S. actually met in Bonn to try to create the new Afghan government. So there are interesting sort of tantalizing signs that the precedents have been established and cooperation can actually happen here.
That's absolutely true. And it's a very, very delicate process, as we learned then and we're seeing now. It's delicate politically on both sides. We have in Iran a government that is factionalized, and where we're seeing right now what seems to be a unity of purpose that is new and promising, but we can also tell from President Rouhani's remarks that he's trying to thread a needle politically. He has to cover his right flank as well as Obama has to cover his. So in Afghanistan, the famous story is that after cooperating with the United States on the agreement over the Afghan situation, the Iranian government was undercut by the Axis of Evil speech. Mm-hmm. And we have, going forward, to be very mindful of the signals that we send that can undermine the process that we're putting forward today. And the Iranians have to do the same.
Can progress be made separately on the nuclear issue without entailing any more complicated issues? In other words, is that a kind of a lockbox diplomatically that they could actually easily accomplish? Or is it the hard one they're doing first?
My suspicion is that it will not be handled alone, simply because there are so many outstanding issues between the United States and Iran. I think on the nuclear issue, the contours of an agreement are kind of clear to a lot of people on both sides. And the question of how they can be achieved and what concessions need to be made by whom in order to get us there is one that I think should at least involve some maneuvering that has a broader vision and more imagination.
And we'll see if that's the discussion later this week. Laura Secord, journalist who has covered Iran for The New Yorker since 2005, author of a forthcoming book about Iran. Laura, thanks so much.
Thank you.